Jerry Saul Show. 5. Roll tape. 4. Cue Jerry. 3. Bring audio up. 2. Stand by. 1. Play intro.
Stay tuned for the Terry Saul Show, Saltissimo, on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 and 1220 AM, KSLM.
Good morning. This is the Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 FM and 1220 AM KSLM. And this morning, we're going to talk about food. That's my favorite subject. And I have with me, joining as our guest, Yuri Chira. Did I say it right?
That's right.
Okay. Chira. And you brought a special guest in. You brought your son, David, in. Good morning, David. How are you?
Good.
How old are you?
Four.
You're four, and you held up four fingers. That's pretty good. When are you going to be five, do you know?
After Christmas.
After Christmas? Good. After Christmas, I'll be five, too. Do you go to school, David?
Yeah.
What school do you go to?
The preschool.
A preschool? And what's the name of your preschool, David?
A Cross Hill.
Cross Hill. Good. And you having fun there at school?
No.
No. Well, you got a long way to go till you're done. Okay. Well, what do you like to do when you're at school?
Go to recess.
Go to recess? That was my favorite, too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're going to hang out while we talk to your dad, okay?
Okay.
All right. Good job. How are you?
Good. Shalom, Salem. Chef Yuri Chira here talking about food today. Welcome to Sit Down with the Chef.
There you go. Let me tell you about your restaurant now, all right? Your restaurant is called Chira's. What? First of all, where are you from?
Yeah, so I'm excited to say I'm from Ukraine.
Okay.
Yeah, was born there. And we immigrated here in 1992 to Salem, Oregon, actually. Been here the whole time,
mm-hmm.
for many, many years. Love Salem. Love what we do here. Tell you some more about it.
So you were born in the Ukraine. And how old were you when you left the Ukraine?
Well, I was a little bit older than David. I was actually 8.5 years old.
Okay. And you went to school there for a little bit?
I did. I finished second grade, but that was pretty much it. You know, I still have good memories there. I visited a few times since 92. To Ukraine, you know, watching the changes, watching the awesome things happening there and awesome people.
But, how tough is that to go from, at 8 years old, to go from one country to another? Did you know English at all? Or?
You know, what's funny is only English I knew was bread, egg, and tea.
That's all you need to know.
Right?
That's all you need.
It's destiny.
That's it. And so you came over here at 8 years old. Did you come originally to Oregon?
I did, yeah. We came straight to Oregon. My family was already here, my aunts and uncles, and my dad's mom was here already, so.
And you set up housekeeping here in Oregon, here in Salem?
Yeah, we started out here, actually off of Sunnyview.
Okay.
In North Salem, and then over time, we went out to South
okay.
Salem. So I went to school at Hayesville, I went to school at Judson, I went to school at Sprague High School, Chemeketa, so I'm a local boy. You know, I grew up here as a kid, great memories, great things happening.
Now, as a child growing up, were you into sports or were you into food or what were you into?
Man, I was really into Legos, right, David? Legos was a lot of fun, building things, spending time with friends and just building houses, really. You know,
you did construction?
Construction real early with my dad. It was a lot of fun learning, you know, the drywalls, the foundations, you know, really all of it. The finish work, built our house. We actually, with my dad, built our house back in 98.
Wow.
That was during high school years, so I spent a lot of time doing that. And we built it ourselves, really.
Yeah. You know? Now, in high school, were you into sports or?
Played some basketball.
Yeah.
But not really at school.
Okay.
I was more of just like...
hanging out after school and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, just okay. Kind of get the school out of the way and see what's next.
All right. So after your schooling, did you decide that you wanted to become a chef, or what did you do
I
after
did
schooling?
I did not. I actually did some construction, worked at Netflix when I was back here in town, worked a bunch of small jobs here and there, hang out with dad. My dad actually has Chira Construction, so that's why I keep talking about construction, but... spent a lot of time with him on sites, learning the ropes and the rules.
Wait, I'm sorry. What'd you say, David?
I said we from McDonald's.
You want to go to McDonald's? Oh, okay. Well, after we're done interviewing, we're going to go to McDonald's. You don't want to go to have dinner at your dad's place?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Sometimes.
What's your favorite thing on the menu?
French fries?
You know
yes.
What? That's my favorite, too.
You like fish and chips and sweet tots, right?
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, Yuri. Let's get back to you. Once you finished your schooling, you went into construction with your dad?
Yeah, so I did construction for a long time. You know, I got my diploma. You know, I got my basic education kind of thing. Jumped in, you know, construction, kind of, you know, moving slow, doing my thing. And then about 2008, right before the big economy crash, you know, we were meeting with big bank CEOs and a lot of lenders and a lot of the people that, you know, kind of knew what was going on with the timings, started mentioning about, you know, things are going to change from, you know, there's a big storm coming from Europe where economy is just going to tank. It's not going to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, Churros Construction was building big sites, you know, big construction sites over at, you know, South Salem. Luckily, we were able to sell, you know, a lot of our inventory. And during that time, you know, I was really thinking, okay, you know, I got to further my education. You know, I can't just be with a diploma. It's a, you know, this is America. This is the land of free, you know, dreams come true, right? So I really wanted to go to a career that really was purposeful, you know, had purpose in it. I would be passionate about. I would be excited about. I could be successful at. And really give all that I got, you know, and you get one shot at education. So I really wanted to, you know, do the right thing. I didn't want to go to school for, you know, four years and spend all this money and invest all this time and then look back and go, wait a minute, you know, I didn't think about this career. So I really took the time to slow down, chose a couple careers. I put them on the table. I started staging them, started going there, started, kind of seeing what it looks like. And one really stood out was culinary. You know, culinary really stood out to me during that time. And really, you know, enjoyed, you know, the cooking part growing up. You know, I was always cooking from fifth grade when I got introduced to home ec, when they were making tacos and French toast and, you know, cooking the eggs. I would come home and have Rice Krispies treats on the weekends watching cartoons when parents, you know, were exhausted from working all week long. And I slowly started creating more dishes, you know, messing with Asian fusions at home, different sauces, making up my own. You know, started progressing. The family, you know, family gathering started getting pretty intense with, you know, prime ribs and, you know, and crabs and lobsters and just all the goodies we started bringing.
And you were cooking that? You were doing that?
Yeah. So the whole family at our you know, Christmas parties, at our birthday parties, you know, we just started, you know, getting the whole sense of flavors, the technique, the seasonings, you know, and started just, you know, expanding our palates. And that was really exciting. So when I started going to, you know, started pursuing the culinary dream, it just made sense. Like, God spoke to me. This is your destiny. You know, I'm going to guide you all the way. You know, sky's the limit. As far as, you know, as far as your eyes can see, I'll take you there. And it really has been an amazing ride. I mean, here we are on a radio station. Who would ever thought that, you know, being a chef would take you there? And it's so many different opportunities, so many different venues. I'm just so grateful to be doing what I love every single day, making people happy with their birthday parties, their weddings, their anniversaries, their times out. You know, they're just, you name it. I just love serving people. Love serving Salem. Salem, right. I love you.
You went to culinary school, and then after that, did you immediately open up your restaurant, or how did that happen? You originally went work for other people, or what?
So going back into detail, so basically, I went to school in Portland. So basically, I commuted for like 3 years. The reason is I went for restaurant management, hotel operations, which is basically front of the house, right?
Okay.
Your service, your bar, you know, your marketing, your numbers, all that stuff that's what that was. It's basically front of the house, because, you know, the restaurant is this, you know, food industry is divided basically into two, to make it basic. You know, the front of the house, which is tables and linens and servers and the bars, and then the back of the house, which is basically, you know, the cooking.
That's where it all happens.
The food. So, yeah, it's divided in halves. Well, what I did is I went for the front of the house first because I wanted the concept. I was excited about it. The whole time I was planning about a restaurant downtown Salem. That's the most amazing part about it.
Yeah.
Is that I had it in my heart. I had a vision of being downtown Salem, and I was so passionate after it. After I finished off management, I really looked back and I thought to myself, okay, great. You know, I can set up a restaurant. You know, I could, you know, make a marketing, you know, just put myself in a strategic place. You know, give you good service, you know, my wines, right? But what about the kitchen, right? That seemed almost like a missing link. Like, who am I going to put back there that's going to represent me well enough in the front of the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to go back for culinary arts, you know, and that was challenging as well. Oh, my word. You know,
why is that?
There's so many ingredients in the world, so many cultures, so many nations, so many different techniques, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how do you break it down? And it was always my challenge. It's like, how do you make this food look beautiful? How do you cook it right? How do you put it together? What's the track? You know, what's the standard? Man, it was quite a journey to get dishes to look nice, and, you know, trust myself.
Is that a lot of the? I guess, is it a presentation what you're looking for? I mean, you don't want to just throw a piece of meat and a vegetable or something on a plate and send out. You want it to look nice when it comes out there and it's put in front of me. I want it to look nice.
You know, it's being aware, like using your eye like a camera, right? Like, you take a picture of anything, they'll tell you exactly what's happening. You know what I mean? So taking pictures with cameras, really brings out the symmetry of a plate. How does it, is it balanced? Is there negativity? Is there color? Is there, you know, the proper ingredients that make a meal, right? Which is your starch, vegetables, and your sauce and your protein, right? What style? There's so many ways and so many ideas. I mean, just look around. There's gastronomies. There's your you know, your breakfast items. There's your, you know, I mean, there are buffets. There's so many ways to cook. But at the end of the day, as a chef, you know, no matter who you are, you have to kind of pick a style that you're good with, right? Is it comfort food? Is it fine dining? Is it, you know, is it grab and goes? Is it, you know, is it burgers and fries? I mean, you have to kind of figure out what style you want to go. And that's something I learned. People challenged me in the past. It's like, Yuri, figure out what kind of style that you cook and go hard with it. Go all the way. And that's what I was really doing is in culinary, is really trying to find who I am as a chef and really making the world smaller. You know, instead of looking at 100 countries with 100 different ingredients, I started picking the top five. You know, the Italian, the French, the American, the Asian, the Spanish. That's all you need. Everything's there. All the spices are there. Just don't cross-pollinate them. You know, keep them traditional. You know, stick to the script. Don't make it too weird. I remember making soups before I started school and in school. I'd make a soup, and I would add so many ingredients into it, and it would just like, oh man, it's, the flavor is losing it. I'm losing the flavor. How do I bring it back? Let me add this. Oh, it's not working. You know, I used to be like, the more ingredients you use, the better it's going to taste. That is not the fact. Keeping it simple. You know,
really?
Keeping it so simple. Salt and pepper, really, a lot of times is all you need. A nice sauce that's shimmery and shiny and tasty. What direction you want to take it to, just put on the plate. That's really about it. It's just keeping it simple.
I'm an Italian. I can never have enough garlic. The more garlic, the better I like it. Are you a garlic fan?
Oh, man. We must be alike because Ukrainians love garlic as well. I go through so much garlic, even at the restaurant. It looks like Salem loves it, too.
Yeah.
It's all about cooking it right and crushing it right, so that way you don't go home with the garlic and get super thirsty, you know?
Yeah. All right. So you're done with culinary school, and then how did you decide that you wanted to open your restaurant? Did you have to look around? I mean, where did you decide? You're right now in the Reed Opera House, beautiful location.
Yeah, that was a blessing right there. So
how did that come about?
Remember, I went to school with a restaurant on my mind already in Salem.
Okay.
I already hit the door motivated with the vision already, right? I already had a vision in my head. You know, I had an awesome opportunity at the school to be the restaurant manager there when they do the, you know, 5-course meals. The kids come through, you know, they have the bars there, the banquet dinners there. So I became, as a job while going to school, as the restaurant manager there at the Colombo restaurant, which was an awesome experience right there alone. You know, knowing me coming from construction with no restaurant experience whatsoever.
Right.
It was really kind of, how do I put my mind and my thoughts together? And really taking the jobs and applying my skills was really the way to get me there. Worked at a lot of catering places in Portland, trying to really take any job I can, you know, just to be doing food. And I mean, think about it. I'm peeling shrimp and I'm getting paid. I mean, that's like, are you serious right now? Like, you know, getting paid to peel shrimp. That's what you do at home every day.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it was really kind of a mind-breaking opportunity for me, but I really, really wanted to take any job, you know, that I could just to kind of get my, you know, build up my resume to get the better jobs that I wanted. That's how I started off, really, just grinding.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about what goes into opening a restaurant. You don't just say, we're going to open a restaurant and open the doors. There's a lot of planning that has to go into it. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay.
I'll take you down through it.
All right. We're going to take a break. You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 and 1220 AM, KSLM. We'll be back with more of Yuri and our little friend David in just a moment. Don't go away. We're just getting started.
You're listening to The Terry Saul Show, Saltissimo, on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 and 1220 AM, KSLM. Thank you.
back in 5, 4, cue Terry, 2, 1, you're on.
Hey, this is Laura Weintraub from the San Francisco Bay City Bombers roller derby team, and you're listening to my buddy Terry Saul, Saltissimo.
Welcome back to the Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 FM, 1220 AM, KSLM. I am your host. I am so glad that you joined us. And today our guest is Yuri Chira. Did I say it right?
That's right. I'm getting Shalom, this. Salem. Yuri I'm Chira here with Chira's this. Restaurant.
And he brought in our little buddy there, David. Hi, David. How are you?
Good.
You hanging in there?
Yeah.
All right. Am I doing okay?
Yeah.
All right. Is your dad doing okay?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get back to your dad a little bit and talk a little bit more about when we last left off there, you were just completing your schooling and you're getting ready to open up a restaurant.
That's right. I just finished two associates at Le Cordon Bleu in Portland, which was an awesome experience for me. You know, getting as much as I can, working all, you know, downtown, you know, doing all catering jobs, working restaurant jobs, doing cooking shows, trying to really get my feet, you know, on the ground running, build that name, build my portfolio, build my experience, see a bunch of different things. And so at this point, I'm at my culinary program, finishing up my my third year at Le Cordon Bleu, and I'm looking for an internship. And I wanted to kind of get out of town and get experience out of town so that way, you know, I could have my own ideas, my own experience, have something bigger somewhere. I chose Idaho, McCall, Idaho, to be specific. And Shore Lodge was the resort with 5 restaurants, 3 golf courses. The opportunity was there, so I left Oregon for about a half a year to go to Idaho, Shore Lodge, which was a lot of fun.
No, were you married then?
I was not. I was a single dude.
Okay.
And so I go to Shore Lodge, and it's just a quick ride. I mean, people are loving what I'm putting down, what I'm making. I'm moving up to the ranks real quick. Now I'm at Shore Lodge at the Narrows, which was like a fine dining restaurant, and it had a real fancy lounge there too. So one kitchen cooking for both. It was like multiple stories, plus the clubhouses with chefs on there as well. We're cooking. You know, I have experience feeding, you know, 800 people with Nike from Portland, you know, big events, big catering jobs. And then I really wanted to kind of home in and kind of get my experience in the restaurant. And boy, I tell you what, I got it. I was the cold guy. So it means I was doing salads, appetizers, and desserts, basically feeding people 3 times.
So they have a different person for like salads than they do for desserts.
There's a pastry chef. There's a saute guy. There's so many positions. I mean, there's when you get into it, there's like 12 stations at busy places, resorts,
wow,
and casinos. Just everybody does their job, right?
Right.
It's kind of rare to kind of, you know, get cross pollinated and trained so you can kind of do it all. It takes, you know, time to get there. But I kind of had a head start going through school, right? Going along, you know, we're at Shore Lodge. It's summertime. You know, it's a small town that has about 2,500 people living in it. But I tell you what, in the summertime on the weekends, 25,000 people come through a day.
Really?
It gets crazy.
And they are all hungry.
They're all hungry. They're all boating. They're all having fun, and they're all coming in to eat. This one, I remember, this whole summertime, I'm feeding like 200 people. Remember, 3 times. I'm going so hard. I'm going so fast. You know, I prep hard when I'm, you know, because you kind of build yourself up to it, right? You don't just one day, you know, walk into 200 people being fed. You kind of, you know,
sure,
with the seasons, you kind of grow into it. Man, I wanted to pull my hair out. I was going through everything that I had. I was back there mixing and churning and making things again and selling them again, and I wanted to really just run away. I was like, this is so intense. Like, can I handle all this pressure, and can I feel all these people?
Yeah.
And I did, and I felt like I won a championship. And that's at that moment, I felt like I did everything I needed to do here. Like, I really got to experience multi masses, people getting fed, and I succeeded it. And then once the season ended, all the people being busy, they made me the purchasing agent, basically the controller of the whole resort, because they knew I wanted my own restaurant. So I, you know, throughout the time, I was getting these opportunities to kind of see what it's like and control things and make things happen. So then I heard this girl was in town, Christina, and I really wanted to meet her. So I left Shore Lodge, went back to Salem, met her. You know, things head off pretty really well. I started working at Arupa and with Hans. That was a lot of fun out there. You know, I wanted to kind of further my skills at a mom and pop restaurant, and I got to, you know, get my, you know, saute skills up, my grill skills up. So now I went from this massive hotel experience down to this, you know, local level, which was amazing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I kept going up from there, ended up marrying Christina. So she's my wife, Christina Chira. And we got married, and then Red Lion picked me up with the Valamelli Grill to be their chef out there, and that was a lot of fun. You know, it wasn't corporate. They said, here you go. You be the chef. You do what you want to do. And that was a dream come true. That was like,
wow.
I get to run two restaurants and 10,000 square feet of banquet space.
Now, how old were you then?
I was 28 years old.
That's pretty doggone good, mister.
Yeah, that was an awesome experience for me. So I got to do really everything that I wanted to do and kind of see how it works and kind of really got to let the town try and see what the town likes and start building my menu portfolio, right? And did that for 2.5 years, awesome experiences. You know, I had David back then and then, started feeling bored again. I kind of wanted to still further my dream of opening my restaurant. And then opportunity came over in McMinnville at the Bayer Golf Course to open up my first restaurant under Meadowlark Restaurant. I wanted to keep it local. So Meadowlark is the Oregon State Bird. So I called it that. Went out there, you know, built my core team. We were doing weddings out there. We were doing the clubhouse golfers out there, the lunches, the dinners. Really started kind of, I took what I knew from Salem, what they wanted, and I went to wine country, which is every chef's dream, and I really got to fine-tune my ingredients and start dialing in exactly people like. A lot of travelers from all over the world were coming to McMinnville. Different states and great responses.
So what you're saying, if I understand you right, Yuri, is that when you decide to go open a restaurant someplace, you get in there and you research the area first, don't you? You
want to
know who lives there and who's going to be your customer.
There's a lot of things you got to look at. You know, it's just like you can't be like, oh, it sounds good. I'll do it here in the middle of nowhere. You got to have good research. You got to have, you know, good understanding of who comes through. Who has what, you know, how much you're making, what are they after, that kind of thing, like, you know, those kind of things.
And then
the hardest thing to ever do is to start a business, is to, you know, do it anyhow you can to get it open, because once you're in it, you don't want to get out of it.
And in the restaurant business, if you serve one bad plate, word of mouth is horrible.
Oh, man, you know, 10 people know about a bad plate, and like one person will tell somebody else about a good experience.
Yeah.
So you have to be really on point. You have to be sharp. You have to know what you're doing. You have to have a good track record. You have to have a good understanding of what it tastes like, what it looks like, and what it should be.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about your restaurant, which is located at the Reed Opera House, and we're going to talk about your menu, and we're going to talk about my appetite, because I sure love going in there. We'll be back. You're listening to the Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 FM and 1220 AM, KSLM. Back in a moment.
You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 FM and 1220 AM, KSLM.
Hi, this is Doc Nelson. You're listening to my buddy, Terry Saul, Saltissimo, on KSLM, 104.3 FM or 1220 AM. KSLM, Salem's first radio station.
Good morning. We are talking food this morning on the Terry Saul Show here on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 FM and 1220 AM, KSLM. Our guest is Yuri Chira from Chira's Restaurant, and they're located in the Reed Opera House up on the, is that the second floor? First floor. Where are you at on the Reed?
On the main level, street level.
On the main level there. Now, when you went into the Reed Opera House, what did you have to do to convert your existing location into your restaurant?
Hey, Salem, it's Chef Yuri Chira here. Welcome to Sit Down with the Chef. So we're going to walk through how Chira's Restaurant came to be. Remember, I was over in McMinnville at a restaurant, and I really wanted to come back to town because I felt I was ready. You know, every experience that I took in the past, I had this feeling of, like, goosebumps, accomplishment, right, where I needed to be, and kind of knowing when my timing is kind of moving on to the next step. So the Reed Opera House used to be a restaurant there, and it was available before I opened up my first restaurant in McMinnville, but I felt like I wasn't ready yet. You know,
okay.
Salem's a tough market with the whole new aspect of, you know, Food Network shows and cookbooks, and people's palates are growing, their skills are growing as well. It's a tougher scenario. you know, for restaurants to kind of, you know, to play ball. So I kind of felt like I wasn't ready yet to go into Salem yet. The timing wasn't there. The door wasn't open yet, you know. So I kind of said, I'm not gonna force it open. So when I was ready to go back into town, I looked everywhere for a spot. I mean, I looked left and right and all around and just so many different spots. And nothing kind of made sense. Nothing was like a grab and go. Everything was time and a lot of resources and a lot of efforts into it. So I remembered that the Reed Opera House location was available. I came back in there and I was having dinner there. All of a sudden, like, the scales came off my eyes.
The light went on.
I was like, these bricks were in my vision from school. These chandeliers, the gold chandeliers I was drawing, I could see booths here. Like, this is my timing. And, like, I heard a voice in me say, like, God spoke to me and said, this is your spot. This is your time. And that sealed the deal, really. That gave me the full confidence and the knowledge and the idea and the blessing to really go hard at it. And, you know, this would be my second restaurant, Downtown Red Opera House, Churros Restaurant. I really wanted to go all the way into it, right? You know, it's now or never, right? This is the dream come true. And, like, you know how you chase a dream in life? Oh, man, will it ever happen? Well, man, it was happening. I was so thrilled. I was like, oh, my gosh. You know, I'm 32 years old, and the opportunity to open up my dream restaurant is here. It's just been amazing. So we come in, you know, it was kind of like a ground running. You know, the licenses were pretty much set up there. I already had experience from opening my first restaurant, where to go, how to do it, the concepts, the team. All my experiences, you know, since school and through life really brought me to this moment of, here you go, Yuri. You know what to do. Stage is set.
Do or die.
Just build it, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what I did. We came in there. I had a vision. I scrapped everything in that building, in that room. You know, ripped the carpets out. You know, threw the tables out. Gutted the kitchen. Gutted the restrooms. You know, really wanted to build the restaurant the way that I envisioned it, the way I see
it. How long did that take you to do?
It was quick, man. Churros Construction, we built so fast. It took us about a month and a half.
Really?
Full remodel. Churros Construction.
Wow.
Put the floors in. I got custom booths built for us. I did the whole layout of the restaurant, the copper bar. There was a walk in there. I mean, you know, really wanted a concept. Like, I would tell people, well, I'm going to open a restaurant in downtown Salem. Well, what kind of food are you going to do? And I was like, oh, man, you know, how do I explain?
Did you know what type of food you were going
to
do?
I kind of knew what I wanted to do, but I didn't know the kind of concept I wanted to go for. Because it was like, man, how do I dial it in? This is happening so fast. But every day was, and every minute and every hour was like, oh, Eureka, let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do that. Let's do this. The brick is there. Okay, city feel. Okay, let's put copper in, Italian feel. Okay, let's put the barnwood in. Okay, that's Oregon. Okay, great. Tied it together. Okay, where are we going now? No linens. Let's keep it linen free. We don't want to intimidate people. We want to give them a good experience.
Wait a minute. Why do linens intimidate people?
Well, you know, linens.
I've never heard that before.
I didn't want to confuse people of who I wanted to be. I wanted to be, and I want to treat everybody like royalty. I want to give everybody an awesome experience, but I want to do linens. Linens is kind of like, you know, if you want to come in for a burger, wearing flip-flops and shorts, you're going to feel kind of weird sitting at a table with linen.
Got it. I see what you're saying.
I want to create a kind of a casual approach.
Comfortable. Okay.
A casual, comfortable approach, but with a twist where it's like, wow, look at this decor. Wow, look at this food. Look at this service. I really belong here instead of like, ooh, this place looks expensive.
So your restaurant, and I've been in there a few times now, your restaurant, it's casual but yet elegant.
Yeah, it's definitely, after all this thinking I put together, it's a modern steakhouse. Right.
Okay.
A modern steakhouse where you can get your steaks, you can get your burgers, you get your tacos. I mean, I really want people to understand that it's hard to explain what we do and who we are. Don't try to explain it either. Just come in and have the experience. Mm-hmm. You're going to love it. I guarantee you. You're going to have things you haven't had before. And if you have, they're going to be done away that you're going to be like blown away by. And that's why I put my name on it. You know, Churros Restaurant. I am Yuri Chura.
All right. So when you've planned your menu, you put your menu together. Sometimes in restaurants, they either don't have enough on their menu or too much. Yours is just right. You have just the right amount of stuff on your menu.
Man, you know, and that's the awesome thing about it, too, is in my early days when I was going through school and people asked me, what kind of menu do you want to have? And I was like, oh, I want to have a variety of items from, you know, different cultures. And they go, that sounds almost unbelievable. Like, how can you put all that together in one menu? You know, it's going to be a lot of food. It's going to be a lot of training going on, and you know, it worked. It all came together. You know, I want to create a modern steakhouse where it's something for everybody, right? You have your classical steak salad or soup options. You have your new modern small plates. You have your classic burgers done that gourmet style. You have your pastas, which are creamy, phenomenal, and rich, and just make you want to singing when you eat them.
Your French dip is to die for, by the way. I loved that the other day.
The French dip was developed in my first restaurant, and the blue cheese on it just adds the amount of salt that just kind of just pops.
And I've never, when it was delivered to me, and I looked, I thought, that's blue cheese. I've never seen that before.
Right.
And my wife says, shut up and eat it. So I did, and I thought, man, this is good. This is good stuff.
You know, a lot of these ideas that come through, it's like, I'm really busy, I'm hungry, and I slapped together some French dip with some blue cheese on it, and I was like, oh my word, this tastes really, really good. Let's put some crispy onions on it. Oh, that sealed the deal.
Now, did you ever prepare anything that you didn't like and think, no, I don't think I want this on the menu?
A lot of times when I'm preparing something...
Because you're experimenting.
Yeah, I'm tasting it, right? So okay. I'm tasting it. So I always have opportunity to tune it as I taste it. But when I played it, it could be a little better. It could be here and there. But remember, this menu has been... I've been working on this menu for many, many years, right?
Okay.
Your classical dishes, your favorite dishes, your new dishes, the new specials that we do. I mean, we're in Northwest, okay? We're in Salem, Oregon. I mean, this is chef's paradise. The ocean is here. The mountains are here. The cattle is here. The produce is here. The spices are here. I mean, we are. This is like, you want king salmon? We got it. Fresh from the ocean. Wakes up in my kitchen. I fillet. I cut in steaks. Ready to roll. You want some awesome fillet? We got it. Angus. You know, Kobe burger from Snake River. I mean, we have all the ingredients. That sky's the limit. I mean, I haven't run out of ideas. I mean, I haven't. You know, okay. Like.
Let me ask you this question, Yuri. Do you actually go back in the kitchen and cook yourself? Are you preparing the meals? Or are you just walking around out front? I'm running this place. This is my restaurant.
Oh.
But you're actually back there, aren't you?
I'm a hands-on kind of guy, baby. You know what I mean?
And so when you go back, to if you see something that doesn't quite look right, no, we're going to do this my way. Definitely.
Yeah, if it doesn't look right, if it's not cooked right, I'm back there. I'm running it. You know, I'm out there even cooking for you guys.
Because like you say, your name's on it.
My name's on it. So I'm back there cooking for you guys. I'm mixing cocktails for you guys. I'm doing your weddings for you. When I walk around, I'll come by and talk to you, see how you're doing, just to get your response. And every response does matter. You know, I do listen. As much as it would hurt, or as much as it would, you know, it's always room to grow, always room to be better. And that's what I'm after. Sure. I love this business because it's not like, hey, Terry, I'm done. I did everything I wanted to do. I learned everything I needed to learn. That's not how this business goes. I'm learning every day. I'm learning right now. Yeah. I'm learning, you know, I'm thinking already about dinner specials tonight. I'm thinking about, you know, new promotions that we're going to do tomorrow. And that's what's fun about this business, is that it's always going fast paced. You know, like I feel like I can do 100 things a day and I feel accomplished. You know, sometimes it's like, man, I wish it was 7 more hours in a day so I could just have time for everything, you know?
Are you having fun?
I love what I do. I love it. Like, it's a dream come true. Like, I'm so shocked and amazed that at this point in life, I am where I am. And it's just down the line of checklist. Oh, that did this, that, that. I mean, I'm so blessed. I got a restaurant that's, you know, Salem's loving it. I'm loving Salem. I love putting together awesome dishes. I got an awesome family. You know, and at the end of the day, it's all about balancing everything, you know? Yeah.
One of the things that I've done, and I've talked with several people, including people here at the radio station that just love your station, or your restaurant there, is that people like the personal touch that you do. You don't just sit in the back there and cook up a burger. You're walking through the restaurant all the time. You're talking to everybody, trying to get feedback, and you're making it personal. You're making it, everything that you're doing in there is personal.
Oh, yeah. So, our you know, my philosophy is your family. I'm cooking for you like you came to my house. I want you to feel good.
I want to come to your house.
I want you to, you know, Cheers restaurants where I'm at, you know, on a daily basis. You know, I want to serve you. I want to take care of you. You know, you're hungry. You're looking for a, you know, extreme palate. I want to take care of you. I want to give you all the cool things that I discovered for the week, for the month, for the year. You know, just always evolving, always making things fun and exciting. And, you know, you got a big wedding. Trust Cheers restaurant to make it happen for you. The guests are going to love the food and love the service. And
what is your favorite food to make? What is your favorite meal?
So I get asked this question all the time. I love colorful food.
Colorful?
It's got to be colorful.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Give me an example.
Look at some of our dishes. It's got colors in it. You know, the green pops, the red pops, the sauces, the you know, when you make a steak, the grill marks, those have color in them, right? The fettuccines, they can't just be boring, creamy. They have to have some color that pops in there. We put peppers and mushrooms in there and garlic in there. The salads, you know, colors. Colorful food that's presented nice, it looks good, and all that adds to the flavor. So you don't just eat with your eyes, you eat with your soul as well.
So you're looking at not only colorful food, but presentation, but also quality, the taste.
Quality. I'm gonna make it taste according to my palate. I taste everything from the soups to the sauces to everything that's going out. to the presentations, to the potatoes. I use different potatoes for a reason. Each one has a different flavor on it, a different butter content, a different mineral in it. And yeah. It complements each steak and each ingredient just the way it should be.
I'm hungry. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more with Yuri Chara from Chara's Restaurant. Did I say it?
Chara's Restaurant. Cheers.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to The Terry Sol Show, Saltissimo, on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 and 1220 AM KSLM.
Hi, this is Marianne. I mean Dawn Wells. You know, if I had a radio on that island, you know who I'd be tuned into? Terry Sol.
We're back in 5, 4, Q-Terry, 2, 1, you're on.
Welcome back to the Terry Sol Show, Salem's original radio station, 104.3 FM, 1220 AM, KSLM. I am your host, Terry Sol. We're talking food this morning with Yuri from Chara's Restaurant. Did you bring me anything to eat? I'm going to go to your place afterwards.
We're open right now.
All right. Let's talk about that now. You do a buffet on Sundays, right? Tell me about this buffet.
So there's no buffet. It's a brunch. It's brunch. Off the menu.
I'm sorry. That's what I meant to say. Brunch. Tell me about the brunch.
Hey, so the brunch is on the weekends. It's a new thing we rolled out. You know, wanted to have people a place to go when we have guests over in the morning. We open at 9 o'clock, and we serve brunch till 4. You get your burgers on there. You get some pastas on there. You get your sandwiches. You get your eggs benedicts, your omelets. You get your stuffed French toast, which
get
is
out of here. All
challah
that?
Bread. Yeah. There's prime rib hashes. There's corned beef hash. I mean, you got to check it out. You're going to love it. Awesome brunch. I mean, people comment about it. They love it. You got to come in and check it out. There's no other place you should be on the weekend except for Chara's Restaurant for brunch.
You're open from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m.?
For brunch. And then dinner starts on Saturday, but there's no dinner on Sundays.
Why is that?
Got to have a break. You know, if I get a half day when a 4 o'clock hits, I feel like a whole boulder been released off my back. You know, it's like, oh, I got a day off, you know.
Sure. Are you working 7 days a week?
It depends, you know. Sometimes I go 30 days a week, you know.
Really?
Or yeah. 30 days a month, you know.
Why are you so dang thin?
That's why. I'm hands-on.
Yeah, but you're dealing with food all the time.
You know?
And yet you're thin.
But I eat all day long, you know? I'm always around food. I'm hungry. I snack. I bite. You know, I make something to eat. So, yeah. That, you know, it's home cooking. It's fresh cooking. I mean, that's what keeps it, you know, keeps the weight down. Yeah. And also, you know, pulling in 10,000 steps a day.
Now, tell me about your staff. What have you got? Who do you have? You have an incredible staff.
I got an awesome staff. I've been so blessed. You know, people that come around and come on board and get on a team is just, they're so awesome. I mean, they really get it. I mean, I see the way that they interact with guests. I mean, it's just a whole nother level. I mean, you know,
you're always watching, aren't you?
I'm always watching. I'm always, you know, one eye and one ear to, you know, keep them trying to catch the conversation. But just making them feel like family, getting them what they need, you know, like without asking you, just, you know, they just do it. And that's what it's about. I mean, I have a great crew. I have my brother-in-law, Igor. He's my sous chef out there, been with me since the first restaurant. I have an awesome kitchen crew. I have an awesome front of the house crew. Really work well together, you know. And after many years, you just kind of automatic, you know, you kind of just jump in. I can rely on them when it comes to big days, you know.
Right.
Keep them rolling. So
now you also do catering, and that could be a whole new headache itself, can't it?
Yeah, we're the official caterers for the Opera House on the third floor. We really do a full catering operation. I mean, from a full bar to the full service. I mean, we really go all the way.
Let's talk about weddings.
Yeah,
you've done catering for hundreds of weddings over the years, right?
A little bit more than hundreds.
Yeah, quite a few.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do? You'll sit down with the bride and groom and say, okay, what do you want?
Oh, yeah.
And then they go through. Do you make suggestions or do you just listen to what they're saying?
It's so awesome. Like, you know, no wedding is the same, right? So I think it's so cool that they get to work with a chef that's planning their wedding, right?
Right.
Really, really cool, right? So
right.
They get to really custom tailor how they want it, and I deliver. You know what I mean? That's the fun part about it is that I do what I say and I say what I do.
You have social media website?
Yeah, so I'm on Instagram.
Okay.
So the restaurant is basically under my name. So it's at Chef Yuri Chura. That's the Instagram I'm on. Doing awesome things there. Follow us at ChefYuriChura.com. I'm sorry, at Chef Yuri Chura on Instagram.
Okay.
Be awesome to get some followers. And also on Facebook, we're at Chura's Restaurant, Chiras Restaurant.
Okay. I'm looking at your menu right now, and, well, for starters, I'm just getting hungry looking at this thing here. Your prices are very reasonable.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not really gouging out there at all.
They're all over the place. I mean, you know, you pick your experience. You're hungry, you're going to eat. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. And people, I when I was telling you this earlier, they don't leave your restaurant hungry. You give a nice portion of food. You're not walking out of there. And that comes from your home cooking, doesn't it? See, my mom, the old Italian, did the same thing where you sit down and you eat and you're not leaving hungry. And that's eating at Chira's restaurant. You don't walk out of there hungry.
It's all about the good food, I tell you what. The more the merrier.
All right. Now, your hours are Monday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. On Friday, you're open a little bit later from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Saturday, it's 9 to 10 p.m., and then Sunday is 9 to 4 p.m. So you're there 7 days a week then.
Yeah.
Do people need to make reservations?
You don't have to, but, you know, bigger parties, over five, we like to get you in the books and get you, you know, get you situated and get you in there. We're open all day. We don't take a break once we open. So you can come in at 3 o'clock, 2:30, and have an awesome experience. Happy hours from 3 to 6, Monday to Fridays. Just awesome, great things. We do lunch and dinner. So a lot of people kind of might kind of miss that a little bit, but we do lunch and dinner, and now we do brunch. Follow us on Facebook. I got awesome promotions coming up for the brunch aspect of it.
What are some of the promotions coming up? Can you talk about it?
Yeah, I really want to kind of get everybody in and let them experience the breakfast that we have. And I'm really thinking about buy one, get one free, you know?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You know, I know if you're going to come in, you're going to love it. And I want to get you in so you get you
now,
guys to experience it.
Let me ask you this question. Do you automatically put the gratuity on the tags, or do you just let people fill out what they feel they want to do?
No. And people fill out what they want to do.
All right. I'm going to tell you a story. We ate last night. We were going to go to your place, but you were after hours, so we were done late. But we went to a restaurant there, and there were six of us, and they put automatic 20% gratuity on there. And the service wasn't the best. And for me, I like to give a gratuity based on not what it says we're supposed to give.
Exactly.
I like to give it on the person because I think that's the person that deserves that and stuff. And is that happens all the time in the industry now where they automatically put a gratuity on there?
Like there's some instances when there's like a bigger party.
Okay.
They'll do a automatic gratuity just because to make sure that it's there. But we leave it open. We leave it up to the guests. You know,
yeah.
It really is about the experience and how hard we work for you.
Sure.
And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we're really, after your good experience and your good food, and at the end of the day, you're the boss.
Right.
So
I've got a confession I need to tell you. You've got two portraits on the back wall. One of them is it looks like it's probably from Italy or something, where I'm trying to steal them both. But you've got them pretty secure up there, and I can't get them off.
Yeah, that's your construction locking them down.
They're beautiful
those
paintings.
Those are originals. Those are amazing
are they really?
Paintings. Yeah, those
yeah.
are from Europe. I got those from Roger Yost Galleries.
Yeah.
A lot of comments. It really does help with the place and
sure.
the decor.
Where do you want to see, and we've got 2 minutes left to go here, where do you want to see your restaurant in 5 years? Where do you want to be in 5 years?
Oh, man, 5 years, it's going to be awesome. I want to be rocking and rolling. I want to open up multiple locations.
Are you thinking of that? Of opening up a?
It's a lot of fun. I have people from different states coming in saying, "Open up Chura's over there, over here." I'm like, "Hey, I just got here. I want to bless Salem with what we do and grow in Salem." Definitely would like to open up multiple locations. For the time being, I really want to expand Chura's restaurant on the main level. I want to open up like a lounge, outdoor seating kind of situation. I'm working on the progress for that for next spring. But just keep fine tuning what we do and doing it better, and you know, get into seasonal menu where we're doing it twice with the winter and the summer. Getting everybody on board, rocking and rolling. Doing all your guys' weddings, birthday parties, your celebrations. Want to be your trusted chef. When you're thinking about, we have a baby shower. Chura's Restaurant. Oh, we have a birthday party. Chura's Restaurant. Oh, we have anniversary. Chura's Restaurant. Oh, I want to make an engagement. Chura's Restaurant. Really want to be your trusted chef and your trusted team at Chura's Restaurant, where we take care of you. We really do treat you like family. You know, we go extra mile for you, and I want you to know that. And come on in and experience it for yourself.
All right, we're just about out of time there. Would you come back again and join us again? This is a lot of fun.
Terry, thank you so much for the opportunity. This is so fun, so awesome. I only said a couple of things. I still have years and years and years of things to talk
about. You know
about.
What? Maybe what we'll do is we'll go down and we'll do our broadcast next time from your restaurant there.
There
That'll
you
be
go.
Fun.
We'll get some live feedback from people's experiences.
All right. Hey, David, you want to say goodbye?
Goodbye.
All righty. You were a lot of fun, mister. Chiro's Restaurant. They're located in the Reed Opera House. We'll be back next week here on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 FM, 1220 AM, KSLM. I'm Terry Saw. Have a great and safe week.
That's a wrap. Good job, folks. And we're off. Thanks, everybody.
Bye, everybody.